This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hour on the Monday program. How do you do? It's the DJV experience. I'm the D. The J has flown the coop. The V is here. V for victory. V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. Victory, victory is our cry. Kara Schillen is in Washington. Victoria is on the coast in New Jersey, getting ready to batten down the hatches, as it were.
My phone keeps blowing up.
Yes, lots of information. Okay, let's focus on some people in the news, including the folks who won at the Emmys last night. A lot of conversation about that. I didn't watch. As soon as it got political, I turned it off. Do they have an in memoriam section? Most of these award shows have an in memoriam section for the people who died.
I'm sure they did. I didn't see it. I stopped watching.
I think most people just didn't watch it last night. And for whatever the reason, part of it might be, this probably goes into the television report, but maybe it's time for us because this is what people are talking about in a sense. That is who won. The Emmys are for television shows. Best drama was for Handmaid's Tale, and it really does get to the bottom line of the how television is changing, that how you get these streaming services, and they are the ones who win. I don't think one network won any award. Did it of any significance? Victoria, looking through the list
anyway.
That's a good
question.
Of the winners here.
I think it seems that the trend has been HBO was beating all of the networks, and now with
Amazon and Netflix
and Hulu, I think The Handmaid's Tale is on Hulu.
Yes.
It's really interesting to see the streaming services. They've poured so much money, like hundreds of millions of dollars between those three.
And they
Netflix,
get all that
Amazon,
from subscriptions because there's no pay.
Apparently they must.
Isn't it amazing how many people have subscribed to these things? And it doesn't seem to cost a lot of money. What is Hulu, $19 a month or something?
I think it's $9.99. Yeah, I think it's $10. And even you can watch it without paying that money. If you pay that money, then you get you don't get any advertisements. But if you don't pay the money, you just can watch all the shows with advertisements. So I guess that's how they get the money for non-subscribers.
Yeah.
But yeah, they have tons of content. They've got The Handmaid's Tale, and that's one of their first original shows. But I think The Mindy Project and a bunch of other shows are on there now, too.
Yeah. Mm. They just can't seem, some of them anyway, to help themselves when it comes to spouting off their political points of view. Like, nobody is surprised. Nobody is moved. Nobody cares. Maybe some of them want to cheer because folks on screen or on stage agree with their political point of view. But what it does, as we are all talking, none of us watched it. We got to a certain point for different reasons, and you just shut it off or you go do something else instead of. And a lot of people were not happy because Sean Spicer showed up as a surprise.
I thought he was hilarious. I don't know. I mean, I think people were. I think people thought he was really funny, and he certainly, you know, was made fun of himself. I can't imagine anybody, left or right, not being happy with that. I thought that was like one of the high moments of the night. it was funny.
I'm looking at some newspaper clippings from this morning, there's an undercurrent of anger that Sean Spicer now, that he's gone, is going to capitalize on his being in the White House because he's going to get speaking fees. But that's, you know, part of what they go
what
there for
does.
In the first place. Of course.
Yeah.
You know, look at all the people who benefit. I remember one fellow that I knew very well in the Clinton administration who was a deputy press secretary, started his own business, and he culled all of his business from the people that he'd known serving in the White House. The guy's making a couple million bucks a year. That's the way it works. So what? You're going to feign some kind of anger because you're upset that Sean Spicer, the only reason they're upset is because they don't. You look at all the people who were trying to get their picture taken with him after it was over. That's what I got a kick out of. You know, they're all You see some of these postings on various, I'm looking at Twitter now.
I'd love to see a picture of him with Melissa McCarthy. That's the million-dollar picture. I don't know if they've ever met
I don't know.
I don't know if she was there last night.
She was, and her face was in shock when he came out. But everyone was super entertained in the audience, so I agree with you. I think people thought it was funny.
Yeah. So, anyway, there's pictures. Looking at some of these people, post from some guy named Gabe Ortiz that I'm looking at. There's a ton of them that have been posted. People just, well, what are you so angry about? So you don't agree with them politically. So what? What are you so angry about? Why do you want to be so angry? Why do you want to spend so much time being angry?
Probably because you're so angry that they're talking about politics, too. Everyone is angry to hear, a different political opinion than their own.
Well, I'm not even sure that I heard a different political opinion than my own. I'm just tired of listening to the political side of things overcome what in other circumstances would be just good entertainment. There have been some of these shows that weren't political where there really was a nice feel that came from looking out in the audience at all these stars. We all want to see the stars. We want to see, who they're sitting next to, that kind of stuff. And those of you who care about the red carpet, there was that, as usual.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway,
all the girls always love that.
Yeah, they do. So the passing of Harry Dean Stanton, however, people in the news with a focus on this fellow character actor, if you didn't know who he was until you saw his face, then you knew who he was. 91 years old. He passed away at Cedars-Sinai in L.A. He always looked like he needed a good meal and a good nap. To me. And he always looked tired. But he'd been in lots of great movies. He played a very similar role. I mean, he sort of played himself. He started way back. He'd been in films for a long time. He said that he didn't like being typecast in certain roles. They were personally limiting playing heavies. And that's what he did. That's why I said, he was... I got the roles because I was angry, because that's what I projected. I had an extreme lack of self-confidence. Isn't it interesting to hear people that get into these jobs when they're so exposed, and they tell you things like that, that they were just, that he was insecure? How many times do you hear that from people on the radio, hear it from people who are actors and actresses? This is a way for you to mask who you really are, in a manner of speaking. Does that make sense in a way?
It totally does, yeah. Right. And I guess maybe that's one of the things, one of the draws to being an actor is the escapism and to not have to be yourself.
Yep. In a moment, Victoria's going to find for us the shows to look out for as some of the, I think revival is what we would call it. Some of the Emmys supposedly mark the beginning of the new fall term in terms of television. So we'll check what's on tonight in a matter of moments. First, though, I want you to check your pillow. How did you rest last night? How did you feel when you got up this morning? Did you have the benefit of a good, solid night's sleep using a great pillow from MyPillow? If your pillow is no good, NG, and then what you ought to do is go online to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code associated with this program, DJV, and you'll get four pillows at 50% off. I saw the number five. It would be great if you get five pillows, but this is great, too. Four pillows, a couple of premium pillows, two travel pillows. It's the four-pack, and you get 50% off of that when you use the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. Why do you want to do that? What would motivate you? The natural cycles of sleep. Your bodies are naturally encoded to respond to light and dark and sleeping the rhythms, if you will, of Mother Nature. And so when you go to sleep, if you're lucky to be able to do it on a normal basis, that is sleep at night and be awake during the daytime, you have the sleep cycle, they call it. That's what it is, the patterns of light and darkness. And if you are, when you get into the sack at night, if you are like I am most nights, really, I don't want to say dead tired, but I'm always tired at the end of the day. I think that's a good sign. It's not an exhaustion. It's just, don't you feel good when you go to bed and you, no, okay, I've had a good busy day, and I get into bed and you just feel you know, take a deep breath and just relax into the sheets, and you relax into the bed and into the pillows. I know you lay. We all work in a way that requires that we don't get as much sleep perhaps as we would like. So that whatever sleep you get, it's got to count. And if that's your circumstance as well, it counts so much better when you have my pillows that are patented, that fill, let you make the pillow fit to your contour, the neck and your head, machine washable, 10-year warranty, all kinds of great reasons for getting started. This pillow is made here in this country by American craftsmen. All kinds of reasons. Plus, you get 50% off if you order right now. MyPillow.com. The promo code to use to get the deal is DJV.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
There's people who care where I'm going, and good friends who welcome me home. So get a full tank of freedom, try the American road. And with a full tank of freedom, find your own highway, we'll take you wherever you go.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
All right, let's get to the things that are of interest and import for tonight, Victoria, in terms of on the regular channels and all the aforementioned, what did I say, what do we call those? The
streaming services?
The streaming services, yeah. What do we have?
Well, on 8 o'clock on ABC tonight is the season premiere of Dancing with the Stars, if that's your thing. 13 new celebrities.
Is it your thing? Do you like watching that stuff?
You know, in the past, I've seen various seasons here and there, usually depending on what the cast is, if there's someone that I'm rooting for. Mm-hmm. This will be kind of an interesting cast this year. Nick and Vanessa Lachey are the first married couple, I believe the first married couple, to compete against each other. Derek Fisher, Barbara Corcoran from Shark Tank, she's going to be competing. Mm-hmm. Terrell Owens, the former football player, he's going to be, they always have a good football player in there. And Debbie Gibson, the singer, she'll be in there this year. So this is kind of an interesting mix. So I might actually tune in this season.
All right. What else?
Also, on E! Tonight at 8 o'clock is Fashion Police. They're going to be going over all of the Emmy Awards fashions from last night. If you're into dancing, So You Think You Can Dance is the, I believe it's the season finale tonight at 8 p.m. on Fox. And if you want a little bit of history, PBS is doing a special on the Vietnam War. And apparently it's a whole behind the scenes of what was going on with President Kennedy at the time. And that starts at 8 p.m. on PBS. That's kind of an interesting
again,
thing. Buddhist protests.
I don't know. It's like Princess Diana going back over that, back over the Vietnam War.
Oh, yeah. And, people seem to like it.
But have we learned? See, that's good. They want to see it. But what have we learned from it? We still have all of these things that have gone on since then, including the potential for all kinds of yucky stuff to happen around the North Korean situation. So what do
we
learn?
Guess I could make the argument that by watching things like about the Vietnam War, we shouldn't have been involved in it to begin with. So maybe North Korea is one of those things.
Yeah, it could be. 21 past the hour on duty here on the DJV show.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Even things off here with our new Music Monday effort. Three songs available this week. First on the air with them are, this is not a music show, but we have a, because music is so much a part of all of our lives. That's why we spend this time every hour at this point in the hour, focused on music stories, music personalities, and in this circumstance, three new tunes. First one is from Big and Rich, Wake Up Wanting You, from the new album Hit It for the Party. Let's listen. I still wake up wanting you. I like this. You ladies like this?
I think this is cute. Yeah,
I like it too.
Yeah. And what a great sentiment, isn't it? I want to, wouldn't you like to wake up to somebody who
still wants to wake up next to you?
When I wake up, I want to wake up. It kind of reminds me of that old song by Orleans called Still the One. Have you heard that song, either of you?
Uh-huh.
You heard that song, Still the One? Yeah. It's the same philosophy. Ooh, 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 ooh. I still wake up wanting you. Good for her, good for him, good for them. So that's the first of the three new music entries. Next one is Mark Broussard. And I'm guessing this is about wine. Oh, I like this too.
Oh,
I don't know. What is the? Who's this guy?
He's a folky kind of singer-songwriter.
Yeah,
tends to be a little bit more on the soulful side, so this is a little poppy for him, but I really like it.
Called Rosé All Day from the new album Easy to Love. Crank it up a bit, Jeff. Oh, just you and I, endless summertime. And then when the sun comes up, that's a good pop, isn't it? You're right. Oh, we got two for two so far. You're doing well, Victoria. Victoria always cringes when she brings these songs in because she's like, is he going to like any of them? All right.
I do like this a lot, though.
Yeah, it's a good song. Nice, happy song. The other one's good, happy song, too.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Number three, the trifecta. Let's see if we get them all. This is Madonna from her new album, which is a focus on her Rebel Heart tour. Her singing a live version of True Blue, not a new song. This is a 30-year-old song. Let's see how it sounds on tour. The audience coming along for the ride. It's the audience. You know, she's still got her voice.
She sounds good.
I think she sounds great.
Yeah.
She does. And she's working it with the audience, too. This is good. Three good songs. Good job, Victoria.
This is the first. Mark the calendar, Kara.
I'm really surprised. If I had heard this song and didn't know that it was a recent song, this could have been her singing it 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, she gets a lot of flack for, you know, not singing live in concert, which she does actually sing live. I've seen her, and I know, Doug, you have too.
Yeah.
She does sing live, and I think this is a good example.
A lot of activity on stage, man. She's all over the place on
stage.
Yeah. All right, so
good. A good example of how her voice has really held up.
Yeah, good job. Madonna, True Blue, from the new album, Madonna Rebel Heart Tour Live. And then to review again the other two songs, Mark Broussard's Rosé All Day from his album Easy to Love, and then Big and Rich, Wake Up Wanting You, from an album called Did It for the Party. All three are, they get the Dougie stamp of approval. That's worth anything, for whatever it's worth. So cool. Good job. All right, 28 minutes after the hour. You're listening to today's, as opposed to yesterday's and tomorrow's, DJV Experience.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free Donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
It's time for some straight talk. Some people are big-time data users. Some not so much. Well, Straight Talk Wireless has unlimited plans of all sizes, like the newest, with the first 2 gigs of data at high speed, then 2G for just $35 a month. That's unlimited talk, text, and data, all on America's largest and most dependable networks. Big or small, everyone saves with Straight Talk Wireless. Best phones, best networks, no contracts, only at Walmart.
A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 150 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll learn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text DISCOVER to 35517. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates and why 87% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, text DISCOVER to 35517. That's DISCOVER.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Anytime.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is the DJV Experience. Hello, Doug Steffen with the Victoria Keelan Kara Shillen at On Air Victoria, at C. Shillen, at Doug Steffen. Like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show. Anything good on Facebook that you've posted or seen? I didn't put too much effort into Facebook this weekend. Sometimes I do. Depends. Actually, on the
I was
weather.
So busy this weekend. I was totally in a vacuum, so
yes.
I have no idea what's going on in social media. It was kind of a nice break, actually.
Yes, it does become a nice break, doesn't it, under the circumstances?
Yep.
Okay, so a lot of people are asking questions about North Korea and South Korea and the military drills that are going on between the U.S. and the South Koreans, and the Chinese and the Russians have kicked off naval exercises, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I find myself appalled by all of the focus on this one person and the things that are going on there. What distresses me more, and I don't know what to believe here, I guess I would ask the question, and sometimes this becomes a political question, sometimes not. I don't see it as being political, because I wouldn't talk about it if I thought it was political. I am troubled by a report that's in one of the defense contractor magazines today, suggesting, according to the fellow who wrote the article, who's a defense contractor, that the number one reason we don't shoot down North Korea's missiles is that we can't, which sort of flies in the face of everything we've heard and seen since the Reagan administration about, you know, remember the Star Wars program? You two probably don't, but I certainly do. What Reagan instituted as a way to protect us and to neutralize the danger of the Russians, the end of the Cold War, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then from that point to this, I think we all have been under the assumption that we spend so much money in this area that we have every tool in the chest that you could possibly want or think of to protect ourselves, including the ability. I said it even last week, and I'm looking at this and I'm feeling kind of foolish, because what I've been led to believe all along this whole 35, 40 year trek is that we, through our technology, have the ability to do just about anything in the air we want to. So then, we are assured. I think I saw something last week, some official saying, and I know the Japanese cabinet secretary said that their defense posture was such as they can intercept these missiles. They have all those American missiles and missiles they developed on their own. We didn't intercept it because no damage to Japanese territory was expected, so he said. Well, that's half the truth. The missile didn't pose any threat, so it wouldn't have been bothered with. But the reality is that even if they'd wanted to shoot it down, they couldn't, because it was the apogee of the missile, that's the height of it, was too high. They couldn't act fast enough to get a missile up to knock it out with their current technology. And apparently the same is true with some of the interceptors we have on our Navy ships. The Patriot system and all that stuff. The THAAD system is supposed to protect Guam. They're supposed to be able to hit a missile, we're told, in the middle of flight or as it gets to the end of its flight. So there's nothing that can shoot these things down as they go up. That's the point. You can shoot them down when they're on their way down, but that's a little nerve-wracking, don't you think? I mean, I probably shouldn't make light of it, but isn't it better to shoot it on its way up than on its way down? I would have thought that. And what do I not know here? If you got the technology to shoot it when it goes up, I mean, if you got the technology to shoot it when it's going down, how come you can't shoot it when it's going up? So
that doesn't make, I mean, obviously it is what it is, but it doesn't make a lot of sense now.
I'm looking at an article that's in the magazine Defense One, and it's all about contractors and what. Now, this may be, again, this may be some guy grinding to get the government to spend more money on retooling putting a new microchip or something into these missiles. God only knows.
Is it just because on the way down, it's already been up in the air, so you can track it when it's on the way somewhere?
Yeah.
Whereas, like, when it's up in the air, you don't know that they've shot it yet, and so you might not have someone in place who could shoot it?
They call it ground-based mid-course defense, GMD. And those interceptors are in Alaska and in California. So they can't get far enough, and the stuff apparently that we have on our ships isn't powerful enough or fast enough to get up there to get at these things, because they travel, you know, what was it, 22 minutes and the thing could have hit Guam once it's launched? Didn't we see that?
I don't know, but this definitely seems like great information that we should be sharing with North Korea. Hey, by the way, we can't shoot down your stuff.
Yeah.
I'm sure they know, right?
Yeah, they probably do know. And how much did we spend on the most recent attempt? $40 billion. How much money did these guys, we're so silly. We really are. What a bunch of suckers. Man, oh, man. All this money. You listen to these politicians rant and rave about having, we've got to have the best and this. And we don't. So, yeah, we do deserve it. And, yeah, we are paying for it. But are we getting it? Apparently not. Apparently not. Okay. Calm down. The girls have been upset or worried about me today because I've been on I have one of these days about once a month. And I go off onto my tangent. Anyway, so here's what we're going to do. In a moment, We're going to examine whether or not you should take a bath when you get into a really good hotel room. I'm staying in a... my son says, we're looking for a B&B because that's what I like, because I don't have a house anymore in California. And I've got to fix that at some point in time for this coming season. But so when I go out there, I've stayed in a couple of hotels the last couple of times I've gone. And I don't like staying in hotels, Frank. I don't like hotels.
You had an Airbnb last time, right?
No, I didn't. I just stayed in the Burbank Hotel. But I've not ever stayed in an Airbnb. That's why Brendan said.
Well, we were just talking about Airbnbs off air. I think you would really like it if you can find a cool, nice one.
Well, we're trying to find one in Hollywood. Brendan's trying to find one around where he is in Hollywood. Neither of my children have houses that are big enough. They both live in a postage stamp. The kids, Megan and Matthew and Miles, live in a place that is, it's a self-standing home, but has two bedrooms in it, and that's it. And the couch is...
Can't you bunk in with your pal Miles?
Well, I'd like to bunk in, but Miles is... I think I'd be waking him up when I get up at 1 o'clock in the morning. That's the problem.
Well, that's right.
I have to go to the studio. So, anyway. But that's we're going to figure out whether or not you ought to take pads a bath in a hotel after we do something about your blood pressure. How about getting it to where it needs to be? Those of you who are over 40, anybody got a problem with blood pressure? You can effectively, safely enhance your ability to control your blood pressure and the flow of blood in your body. In case you haven't heard this message, this is the message for all of you who are just enamored with my stories about Superbeats. Is there anybody listening to this program now who's not on the Superbeat program? Well, there's new people listening all the time, so we need to inform you about what's there to help you live a better, happy, healthier life. One of the things I look for in advertisers is the compatibility of their message to the compatibility of our message. And this is a great message. The secret to having good blood flow is the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, which is a molecule that is specifically designed by Mother Nature, by God, by whomever you think the infinite intelligence is, to open up your arteries and get the circulation where you need it, to your muscles, to your brain, to every extremity in your body. And it's just a wonderful thing how your body works. Get your blood pressure down. Get your NO levels, nitric oxide levels up. This is what will help your cellular structure. You don't want to have your body falling apart. You want to, and by the way, there are a lot of things that go on as you get older that, like this business with my, you may have heard me talking last week about how I had injured my knee and it all got swollen and my lower leg, my calf got swollen. And the doctor said that if I wasn't getting good blood flow, there was a danger of a blood clot in that. And so I thank again, my preponderance to do what I'm suggesting you do, and that's get on Superbeats. Every day I have Superbeats. The ladies do as well. Kara does and Victoria does. And you can, too, very easily get a 30-day supply free with your first order at DougLikesBeats.com. DougLikesBeats.com. That's where you go. DougLikesBeats. One word. DougLikesBeats.com. Order your first supply. Get a 30-day bonus. And you get free shipping as well. Plus the book, Beat the Odds, which explains how all of this can possibly work. How can it be so simple with just a food product? How can it work so well? It does. Take it from me. 3 years on this thing. It works. The ladies are on it. You can be on it. You ought to be on it. You need to be on it. DougLikesBeats.com. Go to that website, and by going to DougLikesBeats.com, they're figuring where you're coming from. You're getting it from me. This is a website just for Doug Steffen listeners. DougLikesBeats.com for Super Beats.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with the broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms. Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
With great deals on laptops at Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence that with your new laptop, you'll lap the competition. The confidence to know your tech will be up to date, no matter what today's date is. The confidence to score hot new laptops and replace the ones that literally smoke. Everything your business needs for less at Staples. Now an HP Pavilion laptop with Intel Core i5 processor is $469.99, a savings of $170. Staples, it's pro time. Expires 9/23/17.
All right, question of the day, ladies. Should you take a bath at a hotel? I have, what is my flight? It's about 6 hours to go from coast to coast. So you go into a hotel, or maybe you've had a tough day at the office, and you travel for the next business meeting to another city, and you want to just relax. I love taking baths. You've heard me say that for years and years. I've always loved taking baths. And when you get into a hotel, you look at the bath. Okay, let's jump in the bathtub. However,
well, especially if it's a nice big one jacuzzi tub, then yeah.
I have a feeling I know what you're going to tell me, and the answer is going to be no.
A study of hotel cleanliness finds that housekeepers spend about 30 minutes on each room. Some of the most contaminated hotel items are actually the sponges and mops that they use to clean the tub, amongst other things. Recent research unveiled another sad truth. Hotel bathrooms are dirtier than the bathroom in an airplane. Remember we talked about that a couple of weeks ago? Lab technicians gathered 36 swabs from 9 different 3 and 4 and 5-star hotels all over the country. They found the germiest surface in the hotel was the bathroom counter. The remote control, yuck. The phone, yuck.
Oh, those are the worst. The remote control and the phone. Oh, no
I
one ever cleans them.
I watched this horrible behind the news story where they a place rented a room. They spray painted or they sprayed something in like ink that you wouldn't be able to see unless it was under a blue light or a black light or whatever it is on the sheets. And then they checked out and then they rented the same room the next day and they went back in and the sheets hadn't been changed and it was supposed to be for a different rental. And I was like, oh God, I can never stay in a hotel again.
Never use the glasses either. If there's a drinking glass, never use them because they don't wash them.
The breakdown of germs per hotel ranking, which found that 3-star hotels actually appear the least germ-ridden of all the surfaces except for hotel phones. The dirtiest surface in a 3-star hotel room, the bathroom counter, 8 times fewer germs than the 4-star hotel, and 3 times fewer than the 5-star hotel.
That is so surprising.
3-star hotels also boasted cleaner desks as well.
Well, the desk kind of makes sense, but if you're in a bathroom in a 5-star hotel, you would at least expect that they disinfected the bathroom countertop. I mean, that's not difficult to clean. Yeah, that's
and to put a little spray disinfectant on the the clicker or the phone or any of that kind of stuff. There's no excuse.
Well, they never clean that.
Yeah, but they should. Why? Why?
I know.
What is it? Yeah. No excuse for that.
Nope.
All right, well, guess I'm going to have to
don't take a bath. This is the lesson.
That appears to be the lesson. 10 before the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
As a matter of fact, it was.
Ah, it's thrilling.
The boogeyman.
The boogeyman is here to overwhelm us, along with Chuck Curry, who's always here to overwhelm us. All right, so Chuck Curry, this is a cut from Halloween. How many Halloween? Aren't there like 14 of those Halloween movies?
I think there was eight or nine.
And how did
actually,
they differ?
Actually, the big story on Friday that broke on the internet that sort of blew up the internet, Jamie Lee Curtis announced on a Twitter page that she's going to return for the next Halloween film. And the interesting part about it is they're evidently going to just go with the events. They're going to recognize the original Halloween from 78, the sequel from 81, and then Halloween 3, 4, 5, and 6 in the original franchise are just going to ignore. And also H2O, which was a pretty good Halloween movie, which Jamie Lee Curtis came back. And then she was killed off in Halloween Resurrection at the beginning of that film. It's an awful movie. But they're going to basically do revisionist history in the Halloween canon and bring back Jamie Lee Curtis as if anything after Part 2 did not exist. Financially, this is a great move by the producers, because I think it'll, for people who like this stuff, I know you don't like it, Doug, and that's a given, and that's okay, I forgive you, but
I like the Halloween movies.
It's going to make the opening weekend for this movie with Jamie Lee Curtis will be a huge one, not a doubt in my mind.
Yeah. And when is this opening?
It comes out next October.
Yeah, a week, for a year from now.
Yes, in Halloween, Jamie Lee Curtis in 1978, when she shot the original film, that was her first feature film. She did some TV. She did, like, Charlie's Angels and The Love Boat. But she was 19 years old when she shot the original Halloween in 78. At the time, it was the most successful independent movie ever produced. And to this day, it still has a huge legacy. And that theme to Halloween is probably one of the most recognizable themes of any score of any movie, which was composed by its director, John Carpenter, at the time.
Yeah.
Have I excited you to maybe sample a Halloween movie?
No. You've excited me
I didn't
to
think so.
Want to cut, maybe do a Halloween pumpkin, but that's about as far as I go when it comes to Halloween. We have a lot of fall movies coming out, including some interesting ones coming up this week. Let's see if Chucker knows some big stuff. And, of course, we have box office totals from the weekend up next.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. It's officially fall, which means football fans are lining up at stadiums across the country to cheer on their favorite teams. According to a Bank of America survey, of the Americans planning to attend a tailgate this football season, more than half plan to travel for a game. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
While traveling to away games can be expensive, you can offset the cost by using the Right Rewards card that lets you earn points towards travel on your everyday purchases. With the Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card, you earn 1.5 points for every dollar spent. Whether buying a morning coffee or a new pair of shoes, points that you earn from these purchases can add up and pay off in a big way when you put them toward a trip to your favorite team's away game.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected. That's bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
All right, Chucker, let's go through any movies that made a difference this past weekend.
Well, the Stephen King movie, It, which is based on his very popular novel, continues to rake in major dough at the box office. Did $60 million in the second week and released $219 million in 10 days. That on a $35 million budget. The DVD and the Blu-ray will be 15 minutes longer. And they actually said that the studio seriously considered having Freddy Krueger make a cameo in the film, but the director put a kibosh on that. I actually think that would have been pretty interesting stuff. But anyway, It is now the biggest September movie of all time, discounting inflation, which that's a major thing. So it's really not, but it's made a lot of money. American Assassin with Michael Keaton, 14.8, came in second. Mother, Darren Aronofsky's new movie, which most critics seem to find interesting, but the general public hated it, just $7.5 million, stars Jennifer Lawrence, got a F rating on CinemaScore. That's the lowest score a movie can get. I know a few people who saw it. Some liked it. A couple hated it.
What's it about?
It's like it's being advertised as a horror film, but from what I hear, really isn't a horror film. It throws in a lot of different metaphors, idea, deals with religious symbolism. Some people seem to dig it. Others just goes way over their head. But again, this movie's going to take a major drop off in week number two with that cinema score. Home Again, Reese Witherspoon plays $5 million, and The Hitman's Bodyguard round out the top five, Doug.
Chuck Curry, thank you.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.